It really is a pleasure for me today to catch up with an athlete we first spoke to in July last year, just a couple of days after she'd completed her first half marathon. Nikki Kemp has cerebral palsy, and she spoke to us about how she had discovered a love of running quite late in life, relatively late. I think she was about 30 when she competed in her first race. And she has really shared with us the wish to be a champion of inclusivity, both in life and in sport. So here we are a year and a bit later. Nikki is on the verge of competing in her first full-length marathon this coming weekend. And it feels quite fitting that this is going to happen during Global Disability Awareness Month. She's going to be running in aid of an organization that promotes access and inclusivity for all, particularly in the world of sport. Nikki Kemp, welcome back to Cape Talk. Lovely to have you on the show again.
Pippa, thanks so much for having me back.
Nice to chat to you again. What race are you doing on Sunday?
So it's my brainchild. I have decided to do my first ever full marathon in support of the Kaylee campaign. But the funds will actually be going to their subsidiary, the Kaylee Sport and Rec Club.
Okay, and that is all about promoting access to sport for athletes with disability. Is that correct? Tell us a bit more about them.
Correct. So the amazing thing about the Kaylee Sports and Rec Club is that they're all for inclusion. So they have athletes who have disabilities, and they have able-bodied athletes. And they offer running, cycling, and wheelchair dancing.
Wheelchair dancing, that's fantastic. Okay, and Nikki, how did you connect with them? I know you were already running for the Kaylee Game itself the last time we spoke. Have you, thrown yourself into activities as a member of the Kaylee Sports and Recreation Club?
Yes, so the last time we spoke, as you mentioned to the listeners, I just completed my first half marathon, and I proudly ran for the Kaylee Sports and Rec Club. Now I am a proud member of the club, and my capacity is in running. That's my thing. So that's what I'll be doing on Sunday. It's all to raise awareness, as you mentioned, for the Disability Awareness Month, and also to prove to people that really nothing is impossible. It's all about your mindset.
Nikki, let's elaborate a little bit here, because the story of how you came to running relatively late, I mean, lots of people start in middle age, Ernie. You discovered a love of the sport, I think, at around about age 29 or 30. Just remind us how that happened.
So basically how it started was I had started my physical rehabilitation with the Walking with Brandon Foundation. And it was basically my desire to better my mobility and improve my way of life. The thing with my condition is that as you get older, your muscles tend to weaken and shorten and go into atrophy. And of course, if you don't do anything about it, you age quicker, quintessentially. So I had a huge wake-up call at the age of 29, and I knew it was a call to action and time to do something and fast. And so I contacted the Walking with Brandon Foundation, and the rest is history. What I didn't know was that my rehabilitation with them would lead to a hunger for more. And 2 months into it, I realized, hey, running is not an impossibility. I can actually pursue this. But my personality is such that when I decide to pursue something, I go at it full throttle, and I don't take any half measures. And so I decided to do my first 12-kilometer just 2 months into starting with Walking with Brandon. And sure, we're almost 2 years down the line, and I have just gone from strength to strength.
Literally, Nikki, I mean, it's a wonderful story, and I know the Walking with Brandon Foundation does such amazing work in improving mobility and improving access to life. I mean, talk to us a little bit about the challenges you face, not just as a runner, but in daily life in terms of accessing spaces that able-bodied people take for granted.
So, Pippa, I am blessed in that compared to many other people with physical challenges, my disability is very minor. So I don't have any problem in terms of accessibility. What I do face on a daily basis is I have to work 10 times harder to get things done than your average able-bodied person. So running for me, it takes me a while to get into the swing of things. You'll find, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but an able-bodied runner, when they start, they tend to warm up quite quickly. And for me, it takes longer to do that. So the first 3 kilometers, I always say, is my wall. Mm-hmm. The runners talk about, as runners, we talk about having a wall, and most people will encounter that wall like way long into a run. For me, that's often my wall is often right at the beginning. Okay. Because my body is warming up. And so are my muscles.
Okay, so a full marathon is a tough ask for anybody, but Nikki, it comes with its own specific set of challenges for you. I have no doubt that you're up to conquering them on Sunday. If anybody would like to join you on the route, I know you'd say you'd love some support. Where how do they do that? How do they link up with you?
So basically, the run will begin from the Bergfleet Sports Association, and we'll be running all the way through to Jubilee Square in Simonstown and back again. So we've put up the route on Facebook. You can, the listeners can click on the Kaylee campaign on Facebook or the Kaylee Sports and Rec Club also on Facebook. The route's also on Instagram under the Kaylee campaign's Instagram handle as well. And then I've been doing quite a lot of advertising on social media myself. So my Instagram handle is just at kemp.nikki.
Well, at kemp.nikki, we hope it is a wonderful and exciting and fulfilling day for you on Sunday. I've no doubt you're going to finish the race that you've set for yourself. And I hope it meets your target of fundraising for the Kaylee Sports and Recreation Club as well. And in advance, a happy birthday for the Monday ahead. I hope you're able to celebrate it, putting your feet up and patting yourself on the back on a race well run.
Thanks, Papa. I appreciate it. I think sports massage will be first on the cards on the Monday.
What a way to spend your birthday. Nikki Kemp is her name. Good luck to you. Please, if you see her on the road on Sunday, give her a hoot of support and a cheer out the window. And if you'd like more information, please check out those social media channels she's mentioned, or visit kayleecampaign.org.